It is time now to take five for your community, brought to you by German American Bank. And our guest is Julie Hoon from Youth First. Julie, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us early on this Thursday morning. How are you today?
I'm so happy to be here. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, I want to begin, for people who are not familiar with Youth First, and I think most are by now, this organization, I'm always glad to help you guys any chance we can, because it's a great organization, and I know the schools would just absolutely be lost without you in this day and age. So give us a little background about Youth First, if you don't care.
Oh, we are in the business of strengthening youth and families. That's my favorite way to say it, because we have been around. We know what we're doing. We've been around now for almost 30 years. We were founded in 1998, and we've grown. We were founded in Evansville, so we're Indiana born and raised, but we're now in 14 counties. So it's supporting kids so that they're strong academically. We know that when you strengthen children when they're young, arm them with what we call protective factors, we help them with coping skills, with, you know, knowing that we want them thinking positively, making healthy decisions. We're setting them up for success in the long run. We know that these are going to be community members. These are going to be people that you're hiring one day, our future leaders. So our founder was very passionate about reaching kids while they're young. It's interesting. He saw a lot of addiction. He's a medical doctor, and in the 90s, he was seeing kids who were turning to drugs and alcohol. They did not have bright futures ahead. So he knew that when we reach children when they're young, when we arm them with healthy values, choices, decisions, they move forward, and they turn out with a lot of success ahead of them, and that's what we all want for the community. So today, like I said, 14 counties, we have 133 schools across Indiana that we partner with, and we embed mental health, Youth First mental health professionals right in the school. There's no cost to meet with them. They are available to work with small groups of kids. They work one-on-one. They're even supporting teachers and parents. You know, we all have a lot on our shoulders these days, a lot of pressures, anxieties, just areas we're navigating. Digital hygiene alone, that's what we call it when you're navigating screens and social media. How's your digital hygiene? So we've got Youth First mental health professionals ready to work with children every day.
And what's great about it is you provide this service at a very minimal cost to the schools, because we all know about school funding and budgets and how tight they are. So you reach out and you have great donors that believe in your mission as well and help to keep you funded so you can continue to do the great service you provide every day. And we've got a big fundraiser coming up that we want to talk about a little bit.
That's right. The schools are invested, but we want to come alongside them and help bring that money in. We are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. And so it's so important. We have thousands of donors who make this work, exactly like you said. And then we do lots and lots of events. So we have our Youth First Benefit Auction coming up on April 23rd. It is our largest fundraiser of the year, and thank you for helping me promote it. It raises hundreds of thousands of dollars for our mission, and it helps ensure, exactly like I just said, that these services and programs that Youth First brings to the community don't go away. So yes, the auction is approaching. I love to talk about it now, because it's a lot of it is online and able to be interacted from anywhere across the country. Really, we have bidders from many states now, because we've been doing our auction for 24 years. So I'm quite biased. I like to say it's the best auction in Indiana. You can visit our website, youthfirstinc.org, and click on the page to begin to see the auction items that are loaded. But bidding happens on your mobile device. So we have an event in Evansville on the night of April 23rd. It's a Thursday night. Everyone is welcome. It's a free event to attend. I certainly, if your evening is free, come join us in person that night. But if you can't be there, you can bid online, bid on your mobile device. And it's such a cool, it tells you if you've been outbid. It suggests items you might want to bid on additionally. So we have just so much when you get on there to start looking at. We have gift cards. We have experiences. We have handbags, fashion, health, fitness, decor, you know, sports memorabilia, golf packages. The list goes on and on. Hundreds of items that people can grab and bid, and then the money helps Youth First.
Bid early, bid often. It's for a great cause, and there's a lot. You're going to find something you enjoy on this list because a lot of great donors have stepped up to give items for this. April 23rd is the in-person event. It's at Bally's in Evansville. It gets started at 7 p.m. Eastern. Is that 7 p.m. Eastern? 6 Central, right?
You got it. And we'll even open our doors at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, so you can get in there early. But the program starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. That's correct.
Bally's in Evansville. Be there. April 23rd is the date. But once again, look early and go ahead and bid online, because if you're busy, you can't get there in person. You can still make a difference by bidding online. What's that website again, Julie?
YouthFirstInc.org, and just click on the auction information right there on the homepage.
Perfect. Well, we're excited about it. We're glad to help. I know I've got some Reds baseball tickets we've put in the hunt for those bidders as well. So be sure to help out Youth First. Go to youthfirstinc.org. Bid on the big auction April 23rd. It is one of the biggest in the state. I'll back you up on that. It is a huge auction, and it's all for a great mission, and that is Youth First mission to help students in schools here in our local community. Thank you so much, Julie, for the great information. Thank you for joining us bright and early on this Thursday. We appreciate it and wish you best of luck with your big fundraiser.
Thank you. Thank you for helping us support kids and families. That's what matters most of all, and we are grateful.
Have a great day.
You too.
Take 5 for your community is brought to you by German American Bank.